Upon a time was a lovely little girl called Georgia. And Georgia liked nothing better than going to the local restaurant with her mummy and daddy and slurping on a lovely fizzy orange drink. She slurped away. And one day she got so old, she was 10 years old, that her mummy and daddy said, "Georgia, would you like to go today without us and just with one of your best friends to the cafe to have your Slurpee?" Georgia said, "Yes, mummy and daddy, I would love that so much. Thank you. So mummy and daddy took Georgia and her best friend, who was called
Lily.
And they went to the local cafe and they got in there. But things were a little different to normal. For one thing, the lighting didn't look like it normally does. And the counter seemed to have changed a little bit. And it was a little bit strange. The tables weren't quite in the same order. Never mind. They picked a table. They sat down. And then they noticed there was nobody else in the restaurant at all. There was only the waitress who'd come over. And she was a little bit unusual. How was she unusual? Well, what's the little girl's name again? Georgia.
Lily.
Georgia.
No, her friend.
Yeah, but she's called Georgia. Georgia noticed that her face was a little strange. It wasn't normal colour at all. It was quite green, actually. And the more she looked at her face, the greener it got. She said, "Lily, can you see something strange about the waitress?" Lily said, "I don't know, Georgia. I've never been here before. I thought the waitress looks the way she looks now." Georgia said, "Well, no, normally there's 10 waitresses and the restaurant's full of children and mummies and daddies. But today there's no other children or mummies or daddies. It's just us and this waitress who is green." Lily looked at her and said, "I think you're right, you know. Maybe she's a bit under the weather. Maybe she's not very well. Maybe she's come to work because nobody else is working today and she's just doing all the other staff a favour." Georgia said, "I suppose you're right." Waitress came to the table, said, "What can I get you, young ladies?" Georgia said, "Can I have, please, an orange Slurpee? I can't wait." The waitress said, "Certainly you can. And what about your friend?" Lily said, "I think I'll try an orange Slurpee too." The waitress said, "That's a very good choice. I'll see you soon." And she disappeared behind the counter. And this restaurant was absolutely quiet. Not a sound. Not the sound of a pin dropping. So Georgia looked outside, because normally there were cars whizzing past. And as she looked outside, there were no cars. Not a car, not a pedestrian, no birds, no animals, no street sounds. Everything was absolutely still. She said, "Lily, whenever I come here, we always have a party atmosphere." Lily said, "No, never mind, it's just the two of us, we can have fun." So the waitress came back, and there were two cups with two orange Slurpees and with two straws. One in Georgia's cup and one in Lily's cup with a lid. They said thank you to the waitress. The waitress said, "Don't mention it." And Georgia went to put her mouth over the straw. But as she went to put her mouth over the straw slipped away from her. She thought, that's strange. So she moved her mouth to grab the straw, and as she moved her mouth, the straw moved away again. As she went to grab the straw, her mouth moved away again. Meanwhile, Lily was drinking very happily out of her straw. Georgia said, "This is very strange, Lily." Lily said, "What is it?" She said, "Every time I'm trying to drink out of my cup, the straw keeps moving around." Lily said, "That is strange. Here, do you want to try some of mine?" Georgia said, "Yes." So Georgia went to drink from Lily's cup. And she was just about to put the straw in her mouth when the straw moved away. And she chased the straw around the cup. And the more she chased the straw around the cup, the faster the straw went. She couldn't catch the straw. She said, "I don't understand," she said. "Lily, how much have you had to drink out of this?" Lily said, "I've had about half already." She said, "Can you try and drink out of my cup?" Lily said, "Sure." Lily got her cup. There was the straw. Lily put the straw in her mouth and drank half of Georgia's orange Slurpee. It's very strange indeed. Georgia grabbed the straw from Lily's cup. Said, "Do you mind?" Lily said, "Go ahead." And she put the two straws together in her cup. And as one straw went away, she chased after it with her mouth, and then she chased after the other straw with her mouth, and the straw went away. And she was chasing the straws all around the cup, and she said, "Enough! What's going on here? Why are these straws not sitting still?" And then she heard a little voice, a tiny little voice, and she wouldn't have been able to hear the little voice had it not been the fact that the restaurant was completely empty. There was nobody else there. There were no sounds. So she could hear this very, very tiny voice. And the tiny voice said, "Don't drink from me." Georgia said to Lily, "Did you hear that?" And he said, "No, I didn't." Georgia tried to grab the straw again. The straw ran away. She tried to grab the other straw. The other straw ran away. And then she heard a chorus of voices, two voices. One was a boy's voice and one was a girl's voice. And the voices spoke together, "Don't drink through us." She looked at the straws. The straws were talking to her. She says, "I can't believe this. Did you just talk to me?" And the straws looked at her and they both nodded the tops of the straws together. And they said, "Yes, we said don't drink through us." Georgia said, "Why not?" They said, "Well, because your friend Lily has drunk through us. And we don't want you to get Lily's germs." Georgia said, "But that's very kind of you. But hang on a second. I started to drink, tried to drink through one of you, but you moved away and you wouldn't let me drink from you. Why not?" So the straw that had moved away from her said, "Because the waitress tried to drink through me and we didn't want you to catch her germs." Georgia said, "That's very kind of you, but why would a waitress want to drink through my straw? They can get anything they want." And the straw said, "Because, Georgia, this isn't the normal waitress, and we don't know who she is, and we don't know what she wants, and we don't know what she wants with you, and we want to protect you, because we've seen you in this restaurant many times, and you're always the most enthusiastic to drink the orange Slurpee. So we just watch you from our little container at the top while all our cousins and brothers and sisters get shipped out with all the different drinks that go out to the customers. And you are always the one that is so excited and so happy. But something's happened in this restaurant today and we don't like it. So we are trying to protect you." Georgia thought, "That's very strange." Georgia looked over the bar. She was just catch the sight of a head, and the head had just looked up and had quickly dived beneath the bar. She said, "Who's that?" She then saw the head moving across the other side of the bar. Georgia said, "Come out." The head came out. It was the waitress. She'd got greener and greener and greener, but she wasn't wearing the waitress clothes anymore. This was a witch dressed in witch clothes. She said, "You've drunk from the cup I prepared for you, haven't you, Georgia? Now you're mine forever. Come, little girl, we're going to leave now." Georgia said, "Wait a minute." The witch stopped and said, "What? Why are you talking back? You are supposed to be bewitched because you have drunk my magic spell potion that I made exclusively for you, and you're mine forever. Come along." Georgia said, "Stop. I'm not going anywhere with you." The witch said, "What do you mean? Aren't you bewitched?" She says, "No, I'm not. I didn't drink because the straw stopped me drinking." The witch suddenly got very angry. It said, "What do you mean, stopped you drinking?" The straw then spoke up and said, "I knew there wasn't something right here, and we wanted to protect Georgia because she's a regular customer. We could see something's happened because suddenly this morning nobody turned up for work. They were all ill. The lights changed in here and you turned up. You turned everything green and you're green. What's going on?" And the witch got angry and angry and angry, and she got greener and greener and greener. And then he said, "Hang on a minute. Does that mean she's bewitched me?" The witch stomped her feet and said, "No, I didn't bewitch you. I bewitched Georgia, and I made a spell just for her, but she didn't drink because she's saved by the straws. No, I can't take you with me." She got angrier and angrier and angrier. Georgia said, "Well, that's not very nice behavior at all. You better get out of here right now." The witch said, "You can't tell me what to do." And she came to grab Georgia. Georgia threw the drink all over the witch. Whew! All of a sudden, the witch said, "What are you doing? What's going on? Oh no!" And the witch started to dissolve. The orange Slurpee was bewitched by the witch against Georgia, but because there was so much evil in it, which was only for Georgia, of course didn't affect Lily, but this evil came from the witch. When Georgia threw this orange Slurpee over the witch was dissolving. She was dissolving. She was dissolving. All of a sudden, and she faded away into a puddle of green slime on the floor. All of a sudden, the lighting changed in the restaurant, and Georgia and Lily just couldn't believe what was going on. Suddenly, the restaurant was full of customers again. Suddenly, all the normal waitresses and waiters were back. And there in front of Georgia and Lily were two very tasty, normal orange Slurpees with normal straws. And on the floor was still a pool of green slime. So the waitress, who knew Georgia from before, said, "Hey, Georgia, I didn't see you here before. Where's your mummy and daddy today?" Georgia said, "Well, because I'm 10, they've let me come here alone with Lily. But where have you been?" The waitress said, "I'm not sure, to be honest. I thought we were here at work, but suddenly I thought, well, now hang on a minute. It's funny since you asked, because I was at home and suddenly we're here and I can't remember what's happened for the last 3 hours. And what's this green slime on the floor?" Georgia said, "I think you better clear it up." She said, "I certainly will." And she started to put her head on the straw to drink the orange Slurpee. And as she did that, the straw ran away from her again. She said, "Oh, not again. Is there another witch here?" The straw said, "No, no other witch here. I just wanted you to know we watched the whole thing, and it was one of our cousins that saved you. So I was so pleased we could look after you." And Georgia said, "You know what? Thank you so much. Can I take you with me?" The straw said, "Yes, certainly." And she went to the floor to pick up the other straw, which was still on the floor with the green slime. She said, "Can I take you home with me?" The other straw said, "Certainly you can, but you can't tell anybody we spoke to you." Georgia said, your secret's safe with me. Georgia enjoyed the rest of her orange slurpee and then went home with Lily and her two new straws that she would never let out of her sight again and would always go and use them when she went for an orange slurpee in the future. And Mummy and Daddy thought that was very charming and they thought she was doing it to save the environment. Little did they know the real reason. And that is the story of Georgie the Orange Slime.
Georgia.
Georgia the Orange Slime and the good straws.